Hi, welcome to Gay's Planet, where two boyfriends congregate about all things K-pop. I'm Miles.
I'm Andy.
And we're back 1 month later, April. Again, this is the Harper's Bazaar of K-pop journalism, or we are, and we are just going over the month, what we liked, what we didn't, what we saw with our eyes.
Yeah, we did some on-the-ground reporting.
We honestly did.
We dove into...
Wink! So for our first segment, Gay Watch, we went to the IVE, Show What I Have, and I'm putting my, like, manicured fingers on my collarbone while I say this because I feel like that's all IVE does. Show What I Have concert. And I'm staring at Andy because I feel like Andy is full of opinions on this concert.
Did you like our concert dive?
Okay, but that's...
Blank face.
That's every K-pop concert, though. Every K-pop concert.
No, theirs was a little more.
Card was like... When we saw Card and they were like, Chicago, how are we doing? Chicago. Yeah, like a million times Card.
Well, that's different than, did you like it?
Dive, are you satisfied? Chicago Dive.
Like, it didn't matter if we did or didn't like it because they were just, it was beyond scripted.
And yes, they had teleprompters.
The only person who ever broke character was Ray.
Our queen. Yeah, my bias in IVE, Ray.
Yeah, I love her. She adds the flavor to IVE that they desperately need. My opinion of IVE is amazing music.
So many songs. So much good music.
All their B-sides are great. Their music videos, fun. Their dances, passable. Doable by us.
Yeah, the dance is simple. Their color scheme, black and white.
Yeah, and I was like, I really want to go to this concert and be convinced to care about, like, the members. And I do not think that that was achieved.
No.
They're just a little soulless.
It's funny when you see K-pop in concert because they can't smoke in mirrors anymore. Like, when you see... Like, when I first saw Card, Big Matthew is just the... When you see them live, like, because he's the tallest, but he's an amazing dancer, and you just want to watch him the whole time. Like, that's to me what Card is. I've seen them twice now, and it's like... But when they're on TV, like, other members might look better through a camera. Like, they can kind of smoke in mirrors. So it's the same with IVE, where, like, Eugene, formerly of IZ*ONE, is, like, fucking Beyonce on the stage. Like, she's the best dancer and the best singer, probably the best rapper. Like,
yeah, she was destroying. A professional, and the other girls, it made the other girls, like, look amateurish a little bit. I was afraid that it was going to be the Won Young's show because she speaks English.
Yeah.
But really, yeah, she was, like, a side character at the show. My favorite thing about IVE is that they have the two rappers are allowed to do other things.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when we watch things, the rappers get, like, two lines, and sometimes Ray is singing the third chorus.
See, I'm the opposite, where I think that, like, K-pop over time, like, the rap role has become less important and less cemented. Like, Chaeyoung from Twice might rap or she might not. Like, we're kind of in, to me, of that era, where I liked the original, like, second-gen model, where it's like, no, Yubin from Wonder Girls is only rapping, and that's what they, like, wheel her to the front to do, is, like, drop a bomb rap.
And then wheel her to the
and
back.
And then wheel her to the back. Although, Yubin from was also, like, the best dancer.
Well, that's...
I like that strict rapper role. But they don't have they just don't like rapper in IVE or a lot of these.
Yeah, and they
now.
Just... They're not giving groups enough of the rap.
I don't think they're casting for rappers. Like, even when we watch, like, Girls Planet or Produce 48, like, all those rap... All the girls that actually can rap always get eliminated.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
They're just not even casting for rappers anymore. Except in a group we'll talk about later. Yeah, I thought you had some really smart, like, this is what I would improve things.
Oh, yeah. Okay. My take on the concert was, well, first of all, stop talking so much.
But
I'm sorry, but
that's
like
every K-pop concert, because the part of the K-pop experience is, like, the relationship with the fans. So, like, unfortunately, Card, Dreamcatcher,
No, but when we watched Stacey,
they still talked a lot.
They talked a lot, but they had, like, a variety show. They had, like, done a fake variety show, and we just watched a segment of that, and I was like, I would rather watch this.
I forgot about that.
Than have them, like, banter with the crowd and talk about hot dogs and Chicago-style pizza.
Yeah. Guys, if you see a K-pop concert in Chicago, they will talk to you about hot dogs and pizza. And Dreamcatcher will talk to you about the Nutella store.
Yeah.
Literally. And I'm like, when I saw, like, Aqua and S Club 7, I saw them this year, like, Scandinavian and British group, I'm like, oh my god, yes, they're not fucking talking. They're just, like, song.
It could have been tighter, just...
It always can with
and of our perennial complaint, put something else on the stage. There was, yeah, it was a completely bare stage, and I'm like, you could just have clear beach balls that look like bubbles, uh-huh, and have 25 of those, and it would have transformed the experience.
Yeah, I mean, the coolest part of the concert for me is when they actually had props. Like, they had umbrella numbers, and then they did like this kind of more horror thing where they did like Are You Satisfied and some other song, and then they had like a Vanity that like Won Young wrote in lipstick on the mirror, Drag Race style, and they had
a fog machine.
Like, just I was like,
have
okay,
the fog machine,
yes,
running 24/7.
It doesn't need to feel like fully like Queendom, like the like a show like that, but it could feel like half like Queendom, like. It doesn't need like, to be full Katy Perry, but they it could be one-fifth Katy Perry.
Cheap. You could just put, like, crap on the stage. It doesn't even matter. Just fill the stage.
Go to Home Goods.
Have just fake clouds made out of, like, plywood. Like, truly anything just to tighten it. Or give your backup dancers...
Oh, yeah.
Have each of the backup dancers have a solo while you're, like, changing your...
The backup dancers were amazing at IVE.
Oh, yeah. IVE's subreddit was just like, who is this backup dancer? The blonde one. We're obsessed.
Yeah.
And then someone is like, after every concert, someone is posting, who is the blonde backup dancer? We're obsessed.
Can they do like, Korea should do a show where they take backup dancers and make them a group, like a temporary group or something. And they're finding these like diamond in the rough, like singers and, Street Fighter Woman, make a group, like do something. We didn't watch the show, but.
Nor do we know the concept
of
it.
Yeah.
Maybe they did that.
La Chica, I'm just going to say that. But our next segment, the meat of this episode, we're going to go to Comeback Corner.
It's a busy year.
Yeah, it is.
It's just
there's
like
a lot happening.
Plump.
A lot of new in March, but I feel like we only wrote down like, we're only going to talk about our two that really stood out. Like Andy has a highlight and I have a highlight. I mean, we both like these songs, but Young Posse. Macaroni and Cheese fame released XXL, which I'm going to cut in right now just to get you hyped. I don't even like want to talk about XXL as much as I want to talk about their like the amazing marketing scheme that is Young Posse. Like if you just think about it, they debuted with Macaroni Cheese, like something so different. Also, they're a complete hip hop group. Like they are just a group of essentially five rappers. That's their concept. Yeah. They released Macaroni and Cheese, which is an insane song with an insane CGI music video. But that was like the hook, right? Like we were like, oh, what is this like funny meme thing? And then they come back and do another CGI video. And to both of their videos, they released the no CGI version. So you can watch them like running around on a green screen.
That's it's
the
so
music
funny.
Video. It's so funny. And they've done that twice. So then they released this XXL, which is like a little bit more, it's not like a meme as much of Macaroni Cheese. And it comes with this album that's really like, the album is really good. I downloaded it. We kind of want to buy the physical. But I feel like they hooked us with the meme and then they came back with this like great song and fantastic album.
Great stage presence.
Great. And yeah, their stage presence is amazing. Their choreography is amazing. Their wardrobe is half amazing, half horrifying. They're all wearing like grills and like bucket it's hats. Scary. And like, it's crazy, but it's fun.
In refreshing.
This, in this era of like, my group's concept is like, we're wearing skirts. It's like, this
my
is
my group's
complete...
concept is like sunshine coming through my bedroom window and I'm like dancing before school.
Yeah, whatever. Like Young Posse's like, it's cutting through all of it.
And they're making fun of themselves.
Yeah.
Cause like at the end.
Spoiler
when they,
alert, at the yeah, end then, of the XXL video.
They think that fans are taking a picture of them and then they realize that there's actually a pretty girl group dancing behind them and the fans are there for those girls.
Or like, get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah.
Do it, XXL. And then on the flip side, five little babies put on...
Doe-eyed babies.
We're on a show we didn't watch and that's Isle It.
They put on their frilly dresses... Mm-hmm. And took down their hair and said, let's dance in a bedroom.
Maggie, so that's Islet, which is from Are You Next, released their debut, which is Magnetic, from the Super Real Me album, which is also a good album.
I loved it. Listen to
it's
it at the gym
long.
Today.
It's 9 minutes long. So, okay, Andy, Magnetic has you written all over it, but why? Like,
It's like cram jam stuffed with hooks. This time I want you.
Magnetic. Okay, but you're missing the D word. No, it's a ditty.
Oh, it's a ditty.
Andy loves, like, what we both think of as, like, a ditty. Like, Talk and Talk by Framus Nine, where they're like, do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
a ditty. Like, just, like, this silly
endlessly, like, repeatable, like...
chirpy.
I looked up that this song is,
The genre?
Yeah.
Plug and B.
Plug and B, yeah.
Yeah. Because people were like, this is just New Jeans. And other people are like, no, New Jeans is Jersey Club. And this is Plug and B. I don't know. Yeah, it's funny. Like, we didn't watch Are You Next? And I remember, like...
We watched clips of them dancing.
Clips.
But we had no access to it.
I enjoyed Beauty from Kara, like, dead-facing all the performances. Like, everyone going crazy and her knowing that, like, these were not good. And then the girls just looked like girls that came out of the group. I was like, I don't know. They look kind of boring. But then this song, I'm like, okay, no, this is good. Like, they know what they're doing with them. It's not... They have a point of view.
Yeah. And it was apparent through the whole album. Like, the whole mm-hmm, album is, like, mm-hmm. digestible, like...
Yeah. And the choreography.
Oh, yeah, the choreography.
It's the same with both Young Posse and Eyelid. Their name's insane, guys. They're both... The choreography to both these songs is really fun. We're trying to do that stupid hand move.
Oh, it has good lyrics.
It's and all, like, magnet
themed. It's, like... Yeah, it's called Magnetic. And they, like, really are leaning into it. And the dance moves are, like, leaning into it, and it's... They talk about chemistry, and, like, I just really liked that.
Yeah.
Because some of these songs are just, like,
okay,
da-da-da-da, love you, love this, you're a shining girl, like a roller coaster. And then you're just, like, where is this, like, roller coaster metaphor coming through?
Yeah.
But this is, like, throughout the whole song
there's a thread.
Yeah, there's a thread of magnets. But this is, like, actual... thoughts and sentences yeah. and metaphors.
They don't need to have the YouTube description that's, like, five paragraphs long with the lore, like...
Yeah.
I don't know who that's for.
Did lore go away?
I hope. I think it did, right? Because groups like BTS had lore at one point, and Luna had lore, and, like...
To me, Luna is the ultimate lore.
Ugh, and I was always just as a fan, I'm like, I don't need it. Also, it's bad writing, and it doesn't make sense. The point is to confuse fans and make them come up with fan theories. Like, what are we doing?
And now on to our next one.
Okay, so this
which is the flip side of yeah, what we just talked about.
Yeah, so Eunice had their debut on my brother's birthday. They came out of the show that we talked about last month, which was...
Universe Ticket.
Wow, Universe Ticket. And their debut is bad. It's called Superwoman.
I don't think it's bad. I think it is makes no impact.
Well, that's almost, like, worse than being bad.
No, but it's not, like, something I would turn off.
No, because I wouldn't even notice it was on.
I know. I'm like, it would be... If I was making a 12-hour playlist, you would put it on there.
It's just...
But if I'm about to, like, go on a run or have a party, like, there's nothing there.
Yeah, it's flat. I mean, their song's called Superwoman. There's no... There's a little bit of a high note, like, at the end, but it's buried. Like, there's just no... Vocally, like, it doesn't... It's, like, a five-note range for the whole song. Like, it just doesn't go anywhere. There's no hook. And a pop music needs a hook.
Just reminds me of, like, when you eat a gas station donut, and you're like, this looks like it's gonna be really good, and then you bite into it, and you're like, this is not worth... eating.
Well, because the styling, like, the video looks good. Everything looks good.
They have great singers.
And they're, like,
not
selling the shit
allowed
out
to
of,
sing.
Yeah, like, yeah, they have fantastic singers because we watched them on the show, but, like, they're selling the shit out of this just, like, nothing. And then on the album, the album has, like, other, like, some new songs and then songs from the show, and they did this song on the show called Dopamine.
Oh, so much better.
So good. And they have a live performance. They have, like, a performance of Dopamine. And I'm like, this. Just do this. Like,
yeah, Dopamine has flavor and would have been, like,
drive.
Truly made a splash because it's just, like, so different than what's happening now.
Great
but Superwoman, I listened to, like, 11 times and I still could not remember what any hook was.
I turn my Superwoman on when I wanna, cause yeah. I'm my own Superwoman.
It's kind of like last month when we talked about the Twice song and I was like, I like it, but it's not hooky enough that I even could tell you how it goes.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we're like, you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's...
Oh, wait, no, that's...
Baby, don't sing no.
Babe. Or no, dash. Something like that.
It doesn't even matter. It's in there.
Oh, yeah, it's in there, and I was just singing it at the gym all day.
Yeah.
We could also briefly mention Baby Monster came out.
There's nothing to say.
Diet Blackpink came out.
There's nothing to say. I mean, Baby Monster, it wasn't even their debut. They already debuted with Batter Up. And now they've come back with Ahyun added. We watched the little, like, show that made Baby Monster. It was a very quick show. It's literally, like, what, an hour and a half to watch the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, it was fun.
It was fun. It was very quick. So we kind of know them, but we also know YG, and, like, we know that there's no new ideas.
It's becoming, like, so watered down that it doesn't make sense anymore. Like, when I was listening to Sheesh.
Sheesh!
It's, like, two-thirds of a song, and then another song tacked on, and you think it's gonna return to the Sheesh part, and it doesn't. And I was like, stopped my run to be like, am I listening to a remixed version of this? Am I like listening to the wrong version?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, there that label is making music to be played in an arena before a sports game, and this song is not accomplishing that.
No, and YG used to be, back in the day, they were like the hip-hop leaning label, but I guess that's Young Posse at DSP Entertainment now. Our next segment is called On My Gaydar. Gays are obsessed with On My Radar by Britney Spears. Like, in a way that...
That's so good, though.
Like, they are like, it is the lost Britney Spears.
I know. Well, because song. It feels like it's for us. Because it's not... I don't know if it's a single.
It's not a single.
Like, the straights haven't found it yet.
No, they don't. They're not looking for
it. We have this precious thing to ourselves.
We're not even Britney fans, guys. But I feel like it's beyond that. Gay men who aren't even Britney fans are, like, on my radar. But on my gaydar, on our gaydar, Artemis is ramping up. We watched the Artemis pre-release called Birth. I'm excited. Basically, I always thought as somebody that was a huge fan of Luna pre-debut, and then pre-debut was like, oh no, they're adding too many girls. Like, I don't want
to. You're like, stop.
Stop. I was like, stop after Kim Lip. Like, stop. When they eventually added 12, and then Jaden Jung, their artistic director, left, and then they just became like this weird girl crush group. Like, it all just went downhill. It's exciting to see, like, the key five Luna members / I would trade Hustle for Olivia High, but are in a group. Artemis, great name, cool spelling of the name, and a cool teaser that came out called Birth, which is, like, art, and there's, like, a glowing, towering woman, and one of them is, like, I could gather ex-boyfriends. Like, it was just, like, weird and horror and cool, so it's exciting to see, like, something that I've been waiting for like, 7 years, honestly, like, happening. And then on the flip side of that, something that we only discovered was happening today, Island 2 is coming as a show and released their, like, signal song, which is Final Love Song, which is just the song, the final countdown from the 80s by Europe, but K-popified. Yes, it might, honestly. And Rosé sings on it, and it's amazing. It's a final love song.
It's a final love song. I just thought it was weird that in the promo, they're lip syncing to Rosé singing it. I thought that was very weird. I don't know if I've seen that.
It was weird because then it like sets it up as a duet, because either Rosé is singing or like they're singing with like that group voice they do in signal songs. So you don't really know who the other voice is. It's just kind of supposed to be like all the girls. So I'm like, this is just like strange, but worth watching.
An amazing set.
Yes, a set we wish we'd seen at IVE.
Yeah.
A girl stops and ties her shoe in the middle of the song, and it's part of it.
What more do you need?
So that's our show. We are Young Posse stans, and I guess we are eyelids or whatever eyelids fans are called.
And we're X-Lids, which is XXL-Lids.
Available at Lids, the hat store. Eyelids fans should be called Violets, because then people will know how to pronounce the name.
Okay, Planeteers, did you like our podcast so far?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, because the script says to keep going.
So this last segment is Lost and Found. This is where we just touch on a lost K-pop song, maybe from a long time ago, maybe from this year, that just didn't appear at the IVE concert. Andy, what is this song?
It's IVE's Pepsi commercial song, I Want, and it's amazing.
Is this a top IVE song for you?
It's definitely in the top.
Yeah, so we're gonna go out on I Want. IVE is so confusing, because it's like, I have, I show what I have, I want. Like, it's so hard to remember these names.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't remember what the name of the Pepsi song was forever and ever. And then it would come up in like the shuffled IVE, and I'd be like, have to write this down. Have to remember this.
Yeah, so that's our show. You can follow us on Instagram at Gays Planet Pod. And this is IVE, I Want. Bye! Bye, Dig.